right. Wild. We are joined once again by Will Mercer, Sam Gulo, Dylan Ballard-Nelly, and Anna Brown. And of course, hello. Yours truly, Joe Prada.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can get it.
Hey, yeah, I like that guy.
You,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anna's playing favorites, and I like that.
This is how you.
She's trying to win wild, fake. See?
She just might. All right, last we left off. Sivan, you had just been informed by Captain Natasha Leywind, other known as Captain Tasha, that your friends, who are in the medical bay, have made a full recovery. Luca and Reverend Rise.
Yeah.
You have just awoken in the medical bay. You were trying to assess your surroundings, where you're at. Rise, you had tried to listen to your surroundings to try to get a better understanding of where you were. And in doing so, you got the whisper, a great ship.
A ship like no other.
A ship like no other. Thank you. You hear a knock at the door. And in the frame, as the door opens, you see the outline of an old friend. You see Sivan coming into the medical bay to greet you two.
And I think excitedly, just on all fours, Luca like scurries over and climbs on top of Sivan and just like kind of hugs him.
Luca.
Like hugs the top and is like, where were you, buddy?
Oh, crushed underground. Not fun. Fire. Bad.
Whoa. Me too.
We kind of experienced the same thing.
Oh. Well, it's good to see you're all okay now. You guys were comatose for time.
Okay. Thank you for that update.
I missed you, buddy.
And I you, friend.
Were you one of the other cots that's here?
No, I can't fit in a cot.
I was surprised either. That I... did too, yeah.
Someone took the big cot before I arrived.
Sorry.
Have you seen Eve or Derek?
Eve is okay. We don't know where Derek is.
We don't know where... Vennik. We don't know where Vennik
is. That's what I said.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay. Where are we?
Ah, you're on board the Helvetica. I know. The fire scared me too.
There's fire?
I don't know if it's real.
How did we get on the Helvetica?
I was just saying, at the mention of fire, I immediately like, jump off him and run into the corner and like hide behind... You said there's like several barrels in the room?
Yeah,
I hide behind some of those.
Yeah.
We do no more fire.
No, there's no more that I think is here.
I mean, if there is any, Luca, we seem to be okay. There's no fire immediately on the ship.
Oh, there's also another passenger.
I would have... I'm...
Passenger.
Not
sailor.
Got it.
Passenger.
Okay. Who are they?
A small, ardent child.
What is a child doing on the... And, okay, have you met the captain yet?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the captain.
Right.
I want to take a beat here. Rise.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time you've really experienced Sivan and Luca without Vennik.
Yes.
And I know that's kind of apologies. Funny, but I think there is kind of like this... You've always had that release of like, all right, I can't be the only one. And I think in this moment, you're feeling a little bit of that. What is it like right now?
It feels very much like I'm talking to a bunch of cats.
Yeah.
Just being like, hey, can I get information? Or can you tell me information? Information. No. Like, tell me what the word... Like, tell me important things. Right.
Important
okay,
things.
Important things.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think there was... Because Vennik kind of like had that like, I'm going to take their playfulness and redirect it into efficiency.
Yeah.
Or at least use it into what I want to do. Whereas Rise doesn't have that.
Yeah.
He's only ever really dealt with, you know, he's expected competence at every stage in his life for the past, like, 30 years.
And probably. We've got it in spades.
It's Drax dealing with Rocket and Groot without Gamora there.
I think you've put it exactly. I think you've been such part of like a hierarchy of command
mm-hmm.
where the people that you usually are like addressing you or addressing others are at the level of that of expectation that you hold.
Mm-hmm.
And I think talking to these people, it's just kind of like, oh, like these are part of the crew that normally I wouldn't speak to.
Right.
And I think you're suddenly you find yourself in a position where
like, there's no way to treat your captain.
And it's strange because I think I don't think it's really been an issue because Fennec has done exactly that, been that playful that
mm-hmm.
oh, I know what they're trying to say, let's just go along with it,
right?
And I think in this moment Rise suddenly realized like, oh, I don't have that playfulness that Fennec has. Or mm-hmm. I don't have this calmness to really right. deal with this. As you're kind of like feeling this moment, I think Eve and Star kind of like pass by the doorway. I think Eve has been kind of walking with you, just kind of like be with you rather than like trying to tell you anything or communicate anything. Maybe even this thing where like you're just following Eve.
Yeah, that's what degree. I was like. I'm like, who's with who?
I think Eve enjoys it. I think mm-hmm. it really is just kind of like a, I'm glad that you're following me around. I don't know who you are. I'm worried about you, but I'm glad.
Like a little sister.
And I think like prior to like walking by this, I think she kind of mentioned like, I got to go see my friends. You're welcome to join, but I got to go see my friends.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. And so you, as you're kind of experiencing this moment, just like, why am I the only adult in the room? I think Eve kind of pokes her head in the door and just kind of like, Rise? Luca?
Eve. And once again, scurrying on all fours and going up and just like clinging onto it. Like,
yeah,
I know I can't like climb onto Eve like Sybin because Sybin's so big.
Yeah.
So I kind of run over and just kind of like cling to her legs for a second.
I think she's kind of taken aback for a moment. Like, oh, Luca, thank you. Luca, I'm so glad you're feeling okay.
You too. That whole thing in the well was scary, man.
It was really scary. I'm glad you guys are okay. Thank you, guys. And I think she kind of gets a little teary-eyed, just kind of like looking at both of you for a minute. She's like, thank this is Star. This is a new friend of ours. She's also a passenger on the ship.
This is the Ardent Child.
A messenger. I reset her ankle.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I just waved to you, still like clinging to Eve's legs.
Are you guys?
She like crouches down to get down to your level. Hi. My name's Star. What's your name?
I'm Luca.
Luca. And then the other name you said was
Rise.
It's the Reverend.
Reverend.
You don't have to say the Reverend part if you don't want to.
That'd be a Reverend.
Eve looks at Reverend Rise. The face that Dylan is making right now is the face Rise is making. It's swapped over to
yeah, like, it's building a new face. I haven't had to use this emotion. Like all the little pegs are going into just like
there is like an in-game 5 second silence after that before.
Just a bunch of clicking and clacking as it's happening. He goes, I'm really glad you guys are okay. I don't
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah.
Because by all rights, we shouldn't be okay.
When we were down in the caves, Sybin and I, before you guys were there,
mm-hmm.
we got to a place, it was this big spherical room, and I released a whisper, and Sybin, he tried to grab it, but he fell, and then suddenly I was overtaken by the connection. The connection. And she looks at you, Rise. She looks at you, Sybin, like that connection that I thought that we had broken.
Mm.
I know that what we did, like it disconnected like my ability for my whispers to be known by the wishmakers, by the people who made me. But it was so different, like just being in that person's presence. It was like I had, and she gets really distraught. Like I couldn't, I had to do what they.
It's him like trying to put a hand on her shoulder.
I think you do, and she calms down and just kind of like, I wasn't in my faculties, and I was being used to reignite the wellspring. All the whispers were being drained out of me to make the wellspring potent again. And you're listening to all this, Star, mm-hmm. and I don't think you're catching any of it.
Yeah, it's a lot of words.
It's...
Yeah.
You see, like, the room, I think, gets really quiet and heavy, and you see Eve kind of expressing these really big emotions. She continues, kind of, like, looks at Rise and looks at everybody and just kind of go, like, I'm really sorry I put you guys in that position. I just keep thinking about that night that we came up onto shore. I felt it. I felt there was this awakening of something, and I thought it was going to come after me, and I wanted to be with you guys when I confronted it, but I brought you to danger, and I'm really sorry that I could have killed you guys, but I'm really grateful that you were there.
You have nothing to be sorry for. You're as much a part of this crew as Captain Luca.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
The crew does look out for each other, but maybe we communicate when we are feeling compulsion.
Yes.
And try not to split up again.
We've all been taken over by something greater than ourselves at one point. It is not a fault of yours.
Have we?
That place was kind of weird, if I'm being honest.
No, you are correct. It was definitely a...
Yeah.
He pupates. You found reverendness.
Oh, like irreverent. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Great.
Yeah?
Should I not be here?
Star heeded the call of the boat.
Star here wants to be a part of the race. They want to have their wish.
Okay.
Welcome to the team.
Whoa, hold on. Where are your parents?
Thank you. That's so kind of you. Yeah. Oh, man. I've never been a part of the team before. Well, I've been kind of a part of the team. Not this kind of team.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, no, he's right. I'm Captain. Welcome to the team.
Thanks, Captain. She gives like a little salute.
Captain.
That's not exactly what I was thinking.
Yes. Captain, that is a child. Probably with a home that they should be at, and parents that are probably worried about them.
I mean, Eve is the youngest one, and she's on our team.
My daddy gave me permission to come out here.
Okay, good.
And so did my uncle.
All right, so that's two people, dude. What do you know about the race?
She doesn't know anything.
That's not true. You taught me stuff. Now I know there's a wish maker, and I know that when you win, you get your wishes come true.
That's pretty much what I know.
That's about all we know.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, you know, I've been collecting wishes. I don't know if that's valuable to you or not in terms of
why
winning a race. Because why can't everybody win? If one person wins and they have the wishes of other people,
because not everybody should win.
What? Why?
Because people wish for wild things.
Like what?
Like the end of life as we know it.
Why?
I couldn't tell you. But
how do you know?
Because it has happened. We're
still here.
It will happen at some point, unbeknownst to us. Somebody wished for the end of the world at some point.
Unbeknownst?
Yes.
So you don't know?
No, but we know that that was their wish.
Why?
Why was that their wish, or why do I know?
Why?
Okay.
You fit right in.
Just take it
as
fact.
I'm just trying to learn.
Some people will wish for things that are bad.
Well, that's... Why?
I don't know.
Star, I think Eve kind of steps in and sees that Ryze is trying to herd the cats in this moment. And I think Eve steps in and says... Star, do you remember that conversation that I had about why people put all their trust in the Wishmakers?
Yeah.
Not everybody is good as us. Not everybody has the intentions that you and I have. Your intentions of wanting everybody's wish to come true is really good because you see the goodness in everyone.
Yeah.
But there are some people who don't want to bring out that goodness in themselves because they don't think it valuable to do.
Oh. That's sad.
It is sad, and those people want to see the world hurt like they hurt. And there is not a lot that we can do to help those people. But sometimes when those people get the power of a wish, they become really dangerous.
Well, I mean...
Which is why this race is very dangerous, which is why, and I think she turns to the rest of the group, like, why we have to really ask ourselves why and who is in charge of this race. Why would the Wishmakers let a wish that would destroy the world happen?
I mean...
Because it's happened, Star. There's a wish in effect that will destroy the world any day now.
That's not very nice.
No.
It's not.
Well, someone's got a wish that don't happen, right? And then I can just write it down and...
Yeah, well... Unfortunately, people are rather selfish. When it comes to wishes, nobody has And I don't think anybody can unwish a wish that has happened.
Well, have they tried?
Yeah, have they?
It's never been tried before, but it could.
Or if it has been tried, it hasn't worked.
Well, all the more reason for us to win, right?
I mean, yes. Yes. We should win.
Yeah, we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, hold on.
Well, we do have a trinket.
That's right.
Oh, I heard about those. We need some. Do you have one?
Who has it? You have it, right?
Nobody has it.
Oh.
It's still with the Keeper of the Sun. She's in the brig.
So we know her. Wait, she's on the boat?
She's in the brig. The Helvetica saved her, unknowing.
Oh. But knowing enough to put her in the brig, separate from us.
When I unlocked all the history of the Keepers of the Sun, with it, everyone in the world remembered what the Keepers did and what they can do. And the old battle between the Keepers and everyone.
So everybody knows that.
We all know it now.
Do I know it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no.
Yeah. I don't think it was ever a memory for her to not have. I think she just doesn't.
Actually, let's talk about this for a minute. Yes. Because I think part of what that release was, part of that activating the wellspring at the end of this season one, was that knowledge becoming public knowledge. Mm. So I think you know of it, but you have no context for it.
Right. Just kind of words that are not really...
Wellspring, Keepers of the Sun, war, wishes, people. All right, cool. That's kind of like being giving a document about like how to put together a rocket.
Yeah.
But without any context.
Got it.
And so Eve continues, when the captain realized who they had rescued, they put her in the brig immediately. And she's been down there. I've visited her a few times now.
Hmm.
She's not doing well.
Okay. Do we want her to do well?
I don't care about this person.
Feeling's pretty mutual.
But I do think they have a good deal of information about what the Wishmakers are planning to do.
Then I suppose we should probably retrieve that information. First, we should talk to the captain. Right, captain?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, talk to me or talk to the captain of...
Captain of the Helvetica. You, as the captain of the Morca... Sorry. Of just Morca. Should talk to the captain of the Helvetica.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Let's talk to the captain so that we can... Yeah.
And you, Star.
Yeah.
If you really are trying to be in the race here, which again, you really shouldn't. There's literally people out on the open seas paid to kill us. To kill any racers. And there have been for years.
I've only really met nice people like you guys.
And that's awesome and great. And I would wish that you could stay in that world. And actually, I'm trying to get that for you by having you maybe bow out at this point.
No, but I can't.
Why not?
I gotta. My uncle told me that it's, you know, kind of part of my destiny in a way.
Your uncle told you it was part of your destiny?
Yeah. Family destiny.
Family destiny. Who's your uncle?
Ryze, I don't think you can convince anybody not to chase their dreams.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay. Let's at least catch you up on the basics of the race.
I can go with her.
Yeah, we can do a walk and talk.
Okay. I think it's good that Luca, you should probably talk to the captain about getting our ship back. They've offered to find Morca as soon as if we were all ready. I do think we should talk to the Keeper of the Sun who's been locked up. I don't want to. I don't want to be in that position.
No, we can do that.
I can talk to him.
Yeah.
Star, I think you and I need to have a talk about the race.
If
that's okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of, as Ryze is saying, there's a lot of danger to it, and I think you should be aware of it. And as somebody who's very, very, very directly related to it, I think I can help you fill in the blanks.
Okay. Sounds good.
Simon, you've been standing here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I can talk to the sun person. I haven't met them.
That's fair. They might be a little more receptive to somebody who didn't try to attack them.
I mean, that and my spores could help loosen tongues.
A winning combination.
It's more than loosen tongues. Kind of makes them tingle.
Oh, sorry about that. That was my scared spores.
Oh, you gave
I mean
spores.
My other spores.
Okay. Sorry.
My healing spores.
Eve gives you a look. Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that later. Simon.
Should I not use them on some
not
person?
Right now.
Okay.
I think at this moment, we all agreed. Luca, you're going to go talk to the captain. What are you doing, Ryze?
Luca, would you like me to go with you to talk to the captain? Or, Simon, do you want me to go with you to talk to... Because I can go either way.
Do you think your presence will be helpful in one more than the other?
Probably talking to the captain would probably be better, but, you know, I don't want to take Sam's
money. You don't trust me to talk to
I don't want
to
take Sam. Hey, you know, I say that, but Sam was the one who befriended what could be
captains.
Akin to a Castlevania villain.
That's true. You also have the option, if you want to join Star and Eve, to talk about the race, if that's something that you want to do. Either way, you're going to be talking...
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be like, I'm taking a backseat to whichever the next scene is.
Okay.
I was going to say, I feel like we should have to talk to the captain to get access to the person in the brig, I think.
That would
so
be,
we'd have to do that first.
Yeah.
You guys want to... Do we all want to do this together? Is that something that we want to do, rather than split up?
The power of friendship.
Star, what do you think?
Star or Anna?
Yes.
I mean, I like the logical side of my brain is like, yeah, it'd probably be smart for Simon to go on his own because of the history that he does not have with this person.
You also don't have history with him, though.
I do. I know. And she wants to talk to everybody. Yeah. So I think she would want to go with everyone and talk about everything. But.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, if you want to choose to break off with Eve and, like, follow any one of these other people, totally okay to do. I don't think Eve is going to stop you in any way. I think Eve will join you just to make sure that you're safe.
Yeah, fair.
But, yeah, whatever you want to do as well.
Do we want to do Simon, Star, Eve, talk to...
Keeper of the Sun.
Keeper of the Sun. Luca and Ryze will go and talk to the captain.
Sure.
Get permission for them to go talk to the... The keeper of the
sure,
sword.
Let's do that.
Nailed it.
Not.
I saw you waiting. You shot your load too early, man.
Story of my life, buddy.
The theme of today's recording is read the room.
And it'll be for the rest of the season.
And will it? Let's start with Luca and Ryze then.
Okay.
You guys make your way up to the top side of the deck, and this is the first time that you've seen the Helvetica on the top side.
Whoa,
again, geez. It's a lot of steel. You see that invisible bubble around the ship with that aurora kind of reflecting against these pushback branches, some sort of power that's keeping the wild sea at bay. Then you see all the crew which are anchored. They all look from different walks of life, all very varied, very wild sea-esque. And Ryze, I think you kind of get the impression that these are fallen sailors, for sure. Like, these are not adventurers who lived, like, a good life. Granted, some of these sailors are probably really brave sailors, but really anchored are here because they're something that they have not been fulfilled in their lifetime. Mm. And so there is this kind of, like, longing as you walk past all these crew people of, like, what's keeping you here? What are the chains that keep you on this ship to save people? Because you know the legends of the Helvetica. Like, it's here to save the people who could potentially die during the race.
Mm-hmm.
So you pass all that. You see all that. Luca, I think...
Reverend! And I'm, like, kind of on the floor looking at the... Like, they're all floaty, dude!
Yes.
This place is cool.
They are anchored. They are, in some way, still bound to our realm, plane, whatever you want to call it.
Place. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and they're floaty.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Cool. I think I'm going to like this.
Great. Maybe just don't mention that they're floaty. I don't know how much they want to be told that they're floaty.
They might not know. Yeah, totally.
Right.
You guys are walking through the upper decks, and you see who appears to be this captain. She's a woman, olive skin, dark hair, piercing green eyes, cotton blue shirt. She is standing at
the wheel?
The wheel.
The helm?
The helm, yeah. She's standing at the helm with the helmsman. She's not actually, like, guiding the ship in any way, but she's talking with the helmsman, kind of discussing the next course, and you interrupt your conversation with that. But she sees you and says, "Oh, gentlemen, I'm glad to see that you have gotten better."
And as we approach and dress, Luke is going to, like, stand up straight and, like, arms behind his back, his wings tucked, like, try to be like, you know, I'm a captain. I'm a proper captain now.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Hello. Thank you for rescuing us. It was quite kind of you. Thank you.
I want you to make a roll for this.
It's got to be grace, right?
I'm trying to, like, be all fancy and make...
Yeah.
So, grace and flourish.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I wanted you to do grace and vault, because it's just, this is a leap.
Oh, no. 5, 4, 2, and 1.
5, 4, 2, and 1. No twist, but we got that 5, which is a mixed success. You present yourself very well, and I think the captain is impressed by what you say and what you are saying. The one thing that you kind of forgot to take into account is that you are still wearing, like, the hospital gown that was, like, replaced all your clothes. And so, like, your butt's out, like, the back is just a tie string. And so I think you're just standing there, and I don't think you realize it. I don't think anybody really realizes, but the way that you were holding yourself is still very captain-like. The way that you are actually presented is just taking away a little bit of respect. But you're holding on to it. You're doing really well presenting yourself as doing it. Captain, I take it.
Yes, yes. I am Luca, captain of Morca. We are very grateful for your help in saving us.
It is my duty to save you, of course. I am Captain Natasha Leywind. You can call me Captain Tasha.
Tasha, Captain Tasha, very, very, my honor. Thank you.
The honor's all mine. How can I help you two?
It comes to my understanding that when you picked us up, you also picked up a keeper of the sun?
Yes.
Yes. Not a very pleasant woman she was. She was not cool. But...
Not cool?
No. She was very not cool. She was trying to kill or hurt or do something to one of my crew when we came upon her. Huh. Would it be, what's the word where it's, like, agreeable?
Amenable?
Could we talk to her?
She smirks, gives you a glance to Rise, and says, Captain, she is a prisoner of mine, but she seems to be an adversary of yours. You may do as you like. All that I ask is that you do not let her out of her cage. She is not a pleasant person, if a person at all, in my eyes.
No, keeping her in the cage is probably the wisest thing to do. I would say, from our experience, that is... Yeah, that's a go.
I would also say that you have very little time to speak with them. We are not supplying her with Krezerin or anything of the like.
Good move, bro. Captain. Good move, Captain.
Thank
bro.
You. But that should return her to her organic state very soon. So if you wish to speak with her, I would do so now.
Then let's make that happen. Maybe figure out where and how we can repay you for your...
You have no debt to me, sailor. We are here to save the sailors who wish to make wishes with those unsavory keepers of the sun. It is not my judgment of what your decisions to do, but it is my duty to save you from your own hand.
Your duty?
It is.
What binds you to this task?
Have you heard the rumors of Altadena?
I know the practices in the cult rather well.
She was the receiver of the very first wish from the race.
Yeah, Her husband was the first winner of the race, and he wished her back to life.
A very noble wish indeed, but one that caused great suffering on her behalf.
Mm.
She was not allowed to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part's not in the stories.
That is why the cult exists. That is why so many people worship her. Because many people wonder her current state. Imagine yourself undying, unkempt. Your husband did not wish for you to keep perfect health. Your husband did not wish for you to be eternally youthful. Just wish that you would never die. What a life is that? Not a good one.
No, that sounds rough.
A poorly thought wish. A daydream. I have no trouble with the wishes of people. I have my own. But this race has caused great suffering. And it is my duty to ease that suffering. If I could, I would end it. I would end this race. But it is not within my power to do so. So the next greatest thing for me to do is to help those who think that they can.
Why do you not participate in the race yourself as somebody with a very sturdy ship and what seems to be a very capable crew?
You make a very good point, and is one that I've been asked many good times. Why not wish for the race to be done? Why not the race and win? I'm very capable. I have the crew, I have the means. I cannot burn. But to join a race that I do not believe in is against my code. It's against my honor. I cannot be a part of it because I do not want to be.
Hmm. And yet you cast no judgment onto those who do participate.
I do not. I'm sure that you have reasonable and honorable wishes that you wish to achieve by winning the race, no?
I would like to think so.
I mean, I think so.
My only hope is that one day somebody will wish for this race to be over, so that we will no longer need it, and so that I may rest.
That's pretty friggin' noble, dude.
Thank you.
I mean, Captain. Captain?
She smirks.
Right. Well, I mean, it does sound like this
might... You take issue with my cause?
No.
Why poke holes in my thoughts?
I'm merely trying to bolster your point of view in saying that this does appear like it's trying to be the final race.
Huh. You think the rumors are true?
I can only look to clues and speculate on the musings around me. For the first time in years, the Tienwa Illinet is a participant in the race. We have these whisper makers that are designed to keep the race at a standstill, or intending for us to lose. When the race started, 25 of the 50 ships blew up in the harbor.
She's still standing at the head of the mast. She turns her head to the helmsman. He looks at you as you say that with a very grave face, and she says, I know. Many of my crew did not survive that explosion.
Mm.
I must ask you, you raise great points. There are many, many things going on here. But who do you think is making these decisions? Do you think it is the free will of the Tienwa Illinet? Do you think it is an accident that the dock blew up?
No, of course I don't.
Mm.
No, yeah, that was planned.
Yes.
All signs point to the Wishmakers themselves being puppeteers in all of this.
Yes.
So, why I believe the rumors that they've finally just taken it up a notch and they're just trying to parade a race before finally shutting it all down.
Hmm. You think a man would give all that power away?
Hard to be certain if they're a man to begin with.
Let me answer that question. The Keepers of the Sun would never give that power away. They did once, and it was their greatest mistake.
So you think that this race will continue?
I think it will change.
Hmm.
But not for any of our good.
That's why we need to win.
If that is what you believe, then please, change the world as you see it. It is great power that you can tap into, and if you are earnest and honest, I'm sure that you can. I know one thing, that they have a binding contract, It is their word that they must grant the wish of the winner. But what do you sacrifice for being a part of this race? Your friends? Your honor? What else? Think about that. I wish you no ill will, and I do hope that you win. But you must be mindful of the example that you are setting for yourselves and those around you.
I feel like it is hard to change a game if you don't know the rules and you don't at least play them.
That is the perspective that I have been playing with. I agree with you.
Well, but we're already playing, right?
Yes, we are playing the game.
But wouldn't it also be as useless if we just, quit halfway through? Because then that means, some of the other people who are playing the game would win. And so they're not... Some of those guys suck.
I agree. I am still firmly of the belief that my convictions are noble and that what I want is good. And until proven otherwise, I'm going to stand by that because at least I can have faith in myself and my cause. Which is why I'm going to continue to play no matter what honor, what friends it might cost.
What's going through Ryze's head right now?
I think he's troubled by I think there's a bit of when talking to Tosh, he wants to hear what they're saying, but has this kind of, I'm not going to judge you, but, you got to think about your honor. It kind of feels like, I don't want to judge you, but you should judge you. It's like, well, why should I judge me?
Yeah.
where do you get off?
It's
a little bit of a holier than thou thing, which, coming from an obtuse Reverend Ryze, holier than thou guy, I think he's kind of missing that he also is the kind of mirror on that.
Yeah.
They're not arguing about it.
No, I'm getting the vibe that you're just kind of I see the logic, but you've given up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I've continued the logic and saying, I can play the game and change it.
Right.
But you've decided to stop playing. Right. I'm picking that up a little bit.
Yeah. I think that's kind of how he feels about it.
Okay.
But I don't think it's not a loss of respect or anything. Mm-hmm. I think it mainly reads on his face as confusion.
Gotcha.
Of how did you get to this point? Right? What beatings did you take? What things have you seen in order to come to this conclusion?
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I think the helmsman kind of pulls her attention and she goes, "Gentlemen, thank you for this discussion. Please visit the prisoner as you see fit. I do not release her. When you are ready, we will find your vessel once again and I will set you on your way." In the meantime, she goes into one of her pockets and she pulls out this piece of parchment and says, "Take this, Captain." She gives you a map.
Another map.
And it is we're going to call this a map of...
a blessed map. I left my cursed map on Morka. Oh no, fuck. I'm going to have to wait till we get back to ask Star if she can hear it.
You think you left your cursed map on Morka.
Oh shit.
We're going to call this a map of passage.
Hmm.
You look at it and it looks like there's kind of like, it looks like a riddle. Almost like it's just kind of like a, it's literally that. Like it's a message saying I'll meet you where the trees intertwine on this part of noon. You'll find it's a poem and it's a rhyme. I'll come up with something fun.
You definitely gave this to the right person.
Excellent. Perfect. And then she sends you on your way.
Great. Before we leave, can I just stop for a moment?
Sure.
And turn to the Captain.
Yes.
I just want you to know, you being out here doing this, that's how you're helping the world. And it's beautiful. But being in the race, I have to believe that's how I'm going to help the world. Even if you're not racing with us, I hope you don't give up hope that we can change things.
That is why I saved you. You hold hope, which is why you've entered the race. Please never lose it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Luca just kind of stands there for a second, starts to kind of bow, starts to doesn't know exactly how to leave. kind of bows and stops, kind of curtsies and stops. And just
you're a captain. You can just about face and walk away.
She nods at you and kind of dismisses you. Yeah. And you're good to go. That you guys sleep.
See the brig. That was well said.
Thanks, dude.
You surprised me.
Imagine how I feel.
Now that's the most surprising thing you've said.